For just four performances, February 16th through 18th, at Baltimore's Theater Project, Peabody Chamber Opera is presenting a new opera composed by Anna Sokolovich, Svabda. I'm joined today by the conductor, George Nezich, and the interim managing artistic director of Peabody Opera, Mary Duncan. Thank you both so much from the throes of rehearsal for taking some time to talk to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
George, I wanted to start with you because this is a rather unusual piece. It is ostensibly set against the backdrop of a wedding, a young woman and her dear friends, and explores musically the both personal and community ritual of that affair. But it is also in many ways unlike most operas that we're familiar with, both in its storytelling and musically.
Well, Anna Sokolovich, who is a friend of mine from back when we lived in the old world in Yugoslavia, which then still existed, she's a composer who is now based in Montreal. And she wrote this piece in 2011. And as she says it, the piece is now out there, out of her hands, and she's happy to see it interpreted in different ways. Now, how is it different from an opera you might see at the Metropolitan? It's very small. It's short. It's written for six voices, for singers of the soprano and mezzo-soprano range. It's different because they're all on stage all the time. It's different because really none of the roles is exponentially featured in any way. They're all together, sort of participating in the action at all times. It is also different because it is in Serbian. However, the usage of the language is different because frequently the language will kind of break down into these syllables that are used in a more percussive rather than a communicative way. And also, it's different because the singers themselves are required to train themselves to play certain percussion instruments while on stage.
Other than that percussive quality of their voices and the instruments played by the musicians, it is otherwise a cappella, is that right?
It is a cappella. There is no orchestra. This is why this opera, this is one of the reasons why this opera is enjoying so much success, because honestly, it's cheaper to put on. You have six singers, several percussion instruments, and that's basically it. It's accessible. It's very fun. It's based on a lot of folk music. It's based on a lot of Serbian dance music. It's based on customs that are maybe culturally different or kind of like exotic to the American audiences, but incredibly fun to watch and participate in.
And finally, for you as a conductor, what, if anything, is different from when you're working on a Mozart opera or whatever it might be, to working on something like this that is both contemporary and rooted in a folk tradition, but also without instruments? Is it essentially the same process?
It is not the same at all. So just like you said, when we rehearse an opera by Mozart or by any other classical or romantic composer, we rehearse with help of the piano, which pretends that it's an orchestra. So you have the music that follows and the musical cues and the entrances. Here, there is very little to hold on to, because you have to hold on to each other. And this is why I've noticed whenever I prepare this piece and perform, there is this sisterhood that forms between myself and all the participants, whether they're actors or the stage management or the director, that basically never gets broken down. It stays with them for years, and they always remember the experience and the bonding that results, because you really only have each other to rely upon. It's very much an experience of learning how to rely on each other. And it's also wonderful because it's not easy musically. For young singers specifically, it's a tool to really improve upon their musicianship, to learn all of these complicated words and rhythms and musical lines. And then when it comes together, like you will see, it will come together this weekend at a Baltimore Theater Project. It's really an experience of an incredible level of success.
Mary, that sounds like an ideal project as part of a training program.
It has been wonderful for the singers. We are double cast, so that provides lots of roles. And it also, as George mentions, brings out they're required to bring out the best of their musicianship. They need to be present at every rehearsal. They need to be working collaboratively, both musically and dramatically. It also, with this age group, brings up things they're thinking about, joining with another person for a long period of time. It's the discussion of that transition in life where you're leaving something behind, but gaining something and giving up something to get something.
Svoboda plays for a mere 4 performances at Baltimore Theater Project, February 16th through 18th. For more information or to get tickets, you can go to theaterproject.org. Thank you all so much for joining me today.
Thank you.